today, we're keeping an eye on Kentucky, where Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis is defying the Supreme Court. Last night, the court rejected her case in which she claimed that she did not have to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples because of her religious convictions.
And Lisa, we remember at the end of the court session this year, the justices effectively ruled in another case that all states have to allow same-sex marriage. So she's defying that ruling as well. Earlier today, two men came to her county clerk office asking for a marriage license. She refused, citing God's authority and leading to this moment.
Did God tell you to treat us?
I don't believe
that.
I've
asked you out to leave. You are interrupting my
You can
business.
Tell the police if you want us to leave. You can tell the police.
Other same-sex couples tried and failed today to get their licenses in her office, and Davis is now refusing to issue licenses to anyone, including straight couples, to avoid charges of discrimination. At least one straight couple was also turned away today. Frustrated gay couples have sued, as has the ACLU, asking that she be held in contempt of court. A contempt hearing with a district judge is scheduled for Thursday. Rylan Barton is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio. He's been following all this and is with us from Moorhead in Rowan County. So, Rylan, what else can you tell us about the scene at the office today?
Well, right now there's just two gangs of protesters that are outside of the clerk's office, kind of shouting, chanting back and forth at each other. And inside this morning at 8 a.m. when the clerk's office opened, same thing. There were tons and tons of people in there getting behind the couples who were trying to get marriage licenses from Kim Davis. At first, there was a deputy clerk there who quickly told them that they were not issuing marriage licenses, that the clerk's office was not issuing marriage licenses. And then Kim Davis, the county clerk herself, came out and talked to one couple for a bit and explained herself a little bit about why she wasn't issuing marriage licenses, which they were not happy with, and chants and shouting continued afterwards.
This is where she said that she was sort of obeying a higher authority, God, instead of the Supreme Court?
Yes, she said that her decision was informed by God to not provide marriage licenses to these same-sex couples.
Well, explain a little more, though, about what's happening, perhaps her strategy, no licenses for anyone?
Well, she also went on to explain a little bit that, she's willing to, take on the consequences if she's held in contempt of court. The consequences being, likely she would be fined or even put in jail. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit who are suing Ms. Davis they have just filed a motion for Davis to be held in contempt. So we're now awaiting U.S. District Court Judge David Bunning's decision on whether or not he would hold her in contempt.
Well, and Kentucky has 120 county clerks, including Kim Davis. Three are refusing to issue marriage licenses. We don't hear much about the other two. Why is that?
The other counties are Casey County and Whitley County. The Casey County clerk has been pretty vocal. He actually just took he's been embarking on a bike ride across Kentucky, educating people about religious freedoms in the state, and also just trying to rally support for Kim Davis. He also met with Governor Beshear earlier this summer for about an hour in the governor's office, at which point the governor told him that he would not be calling a special legislative session to change any marriage laws in the state.
So things were going to stay as they were?
Things will stay as they are until at least until the next legislative session. There's several legislative leaders in Kentucky who have expressed interest in changing the state's marriage laws so that clerks don't have to sign off on marriages anymore.
Does that mean that there would be someone else signing off on the marriages?
Yeah, how they've explained it is it would be kind of like a deed. You would go and get your marriage certificate notarized by somebody, and then you'd bring it back into the clerk's office to get filed away.
So you are waiting to see what a judge says about County Clerk Kim Davis and whether she'll be held in contempt of court. What's the feeling of what happens then? Does she gain even more followers because of the stand she's willing to take, or does the law supersede that?
We'll just have to see. I mean, she certainly has been getting there's more and more followers along with her, supporting her her religious beliefs, and yeah, I mean, we could, I mean, if she were put in jail, say, I mean, that could be a deep-hitting, impactful image of her behind bars, upholding her religious beliefs rather than carrying out her duties. So, yeah, we'll just have to see. I mean, at the same time, all of these, you know, as she has continued to appeal the case and as she has continued to be denied those appeals, it seems also that the opposition to her cause has also been growing as well.
That's Rylan Barton, Capitol Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio. In Rowland County, County Clerk Kim Davis is refusing today to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, even though the Supreme Court refused to take up her appeal. Rylan, thank you.
Thank you very much.